Dainik Agapi ceremony is a process whereby we are able to rediscover ourselves after several generations of confusion. It begins with the outside fire pit, which is usually large and deep. Wood and stones are arranged and the fire is lit. The stones are heated until they glow red. At that point, the participants are invited into the lodge. The structure of the lodge represents the womb. We enter it to be reborn. The leader enters first, followed by the participants one by one. The first words that the leader and each participant speaks upon entering the lodge are Mitakoye Oyase, or all my relatives. With that simple phrase, we connect and align ourselves with all things on and of the earth, thereby forming a powerful alliance. Each participant circles to the left in the direction of the sun, or clockwise, and takes a seat. When all are seated, the leader signals the helper, who remains outside, to carry in hot stones and place them in the center pit. A bucket of water is then placed inside. The opening or door is closed and sealed, and there is darkness. The leader speaks a welcome and provides instructions. He is the first to offer a prayer, acknowledging the Creator, the Earth Mother, and the powers that live in the four directions. Thereafter, each participant offers a prayer as the leader pours water on the hot stones and the steam fills the space. The temperature rises very quickly in the enclosure and everyone sweats. This is the purification, the purging of one's troubles and the impurities and negativity brought into the lodge. Songs are sung, some as commemorations, some as prayers. When all of the participants have prayed, the leader opens the door and allows a brief respite from the heat. Fresh hot stones are dropped into the pit, and a process is repeated. This is done four times. The length of the ceremony depends on the number of participants and the length of their prayers. When the ceremony inside is concluded, the participants exit. The final words to speak as they leave are Mitakoye Oyase. Their emergence from the lodge or the womb symbolizes their rebirth and a new beginning. Outside, they gather in a circle as the leader lights the pipe and each participant is invited to smoke. After that, the participants share a meal. The acknowledgement of the connection to all things living is a real and operative concept for the participants in a ceremony. Everything that is part of the ceremony symbolizes that connection or kinship. The round shape of the lodge represents life itself, and all four elements are part of the ceremony: earth, wind, fire, and water. All the elements and all the relatives, all living things, are brought together to share the burden and give their strength for whatever lies ahead. Like most participants in an Inika Rapi, I'm reluctant for the ceremony to end, reluctant to leave the warm, comforting embrace of the womb. Since most ceremonies conclude at night, it isn't unusual to emerge beneath a sky filled with stars, and sometimes with the reassuring presence of the moon as well. The stars and the moon are a constant. They are promises that are never broken and are ever present in our lives as a reminder that life will always flow. They always give me hope. My grandfather completed his circle on this journey on March 4, 1975. But he was about to begin another, he told me, some months before. It doesn't end here, he said. It goes on, in another place, on the other side. Sometimes, especially in the winter, when I see a rainbow encircling the sun, I imagine that it's where he is, somewhere in that circle with my grandmother. Life goes on, continues to cycle. The sun comes up each morning, and with it comes a new opportunity. New hope. No matter what kind of mess I've made of the day before, no matter what victories I've celebrated, each new day is a chance to set the record straight, atone for a mistake, achieve another victory, and take another step on my journey. Each new day is an Inika Rapi, a chance to be renewed and reborn, another opportunity to be part of the circle that is life, knowing that it is a journey, not a race, and that one doesn't travel it alone. This concludes the reading of The Lakota Way by Joseph M. Marshall III. Copyright 2001 by Joseph Marshall. This book was read by Joseph M. Marshall. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Joseph M. Marshall III and was produced in 2005 by Blackstone Audio Incorporated, which holds the copyright. Neither this recording or any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Incorporated. If you would like to obtain a complete catalog of our titles or a monthly update telling you about new releases and our new collection of books on CD and MP3 CD, call 1-800-729-2665. You may also obtain the same information from our award-winning website. Our address, all one word, is www.blackstoneaudio.com. Thank you.